If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys, we loved it while we had it, but the Braves are below 500 once again after losing to the Nationals last night. How are you feeling?
You got to be quicker than that. You know what I mean? It's like the old, what is it, State Farm commercial. No, it was frustrating to watch last night. Obviously, as the Braves, you felt like we're in a good position. And look, I kind of mentioned this going into the break. I think a lot of people were confused as to the moves of who you pitched coming out of the bullpen. Obviously, you felt like your top two guys were rested, and you felt like you could have gone to the best guys down the stretch, especially when it turned into a one-run ball game, and you go with De La Cruz, and obviously things get sideways from there. I didn't have a problem with it. I think that one of the things, and I hate to say this, and I don't want to get tweeted by Grant, one of the things I think you cleared up last night is, like, we've been wondering what happens with the rotation and with the roster with Spencer Strider. Mm-hmm. I think Snicker put some guys up to bat last night.
Yeah.
And that's really the reaction I had. People were like, oh, you know, we rested our, you know, setup man and our closer. Like, we need to go to, you know, Iggy's had two inning saves before, and we need to go to these guys when it's a one-run game. Like, I think Snicker was like, dude, put up or shut up. You want to be on this roster? Go out there and have a shutout inning and make sure that you're pitching the right way. Guys are major leaguers, right? You can't just all pitch throwaway innings and expect to continue to be on this roster. And I think that, talk about high leverage situations and bullpen moves and all that, the Snicker thing, and I've been just as harsh on Snicker as anybody in the last few weeks, I didn't have a problem with his bullpen moves last night. I didn't have a problem with his pinch hitting there in the eighth and ninth inning. I thought that all those moves were fine with me.
It's funny that I actually have a different take on it, but I do think it's funny that you brought that up, because when I was watching De Los Santos, I think that's his name, come out there.
Yeah, my bad. And, I said De La Cruz. Got it mixed up.
And come out there, I go, all right, big guy, it's your moment. Like, if you want to be the guy.
That's so true. That's exactly the way I felt.
If you want to be the guy that stays here when we bring up Kimbrel, because it's going to happen soon, I cannot think of the young kid's name that's in AAA right now that just got called up, and he's a flamethrower. He was hitting like 100 the other day in Gwinnett, and I was like, he's also probably going to be fast-tracked, I would think, at some point this year to be up here. And so, Montero, you know, you've been pretty good, but this is a chance for you. Bummer was the one that surprised him. Bummer and De Los Santos were bad, but The thing I was thinking about that came to my mind was, you're in the middle of a 17-day stretch. 17 straight games. You can't pitch the same three guys every night. This isn't October, guys.
There you go.
Where you can throw out the same four pitchers in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th for three straight series and then say, hey, look, it worked. Because you can't do it for 6 runs in a row. You just can't do it. It's part of it. And can we stop second-guessing? Can we? I mean, I'm so like.
No, that's not gonna happen.
There's not.
Not on sports radio.
But it's not. It's not sports radio. It's Twitter. The Twitter fans and the guys that think they're suddenly insiders because they tweet about the Braves 24/7. Guys, like, you can't second guess every move. You have to do things differently here and there. If not, then you're going to be screaming, well, I don't know why we don't see this guy or at that. Well, you know why that guy can't come out there?
Yeah.
Because you haven't used him in 6 weeks because You complained when we did. Like, we have to just relax. Also, Drake Baldwin's not playing left field, okay? He's never played left field. He's not playing left field. I don't care if Dale Murphy did it. I don't care if Bryce Harper was a catcher when he came up. It's not happening. You get over it.
Well, let me tell you who the most relatable one is. And I think he hit a tater last night for his own team. Is, you know, I was watching the Cubs 10 years ago. Kyle Schwarber was a catcher. Kyle Schwarber was a catcher. And Kyle Schwarber, they were like, dude, I don't care what we got to do to get this guy's bat in the lineup. He's going to go somewhere in the field. And he, in turn, was one of the worst left fielders in Major League Baseball.
And now where does he play?
And now he's a DH. And now you're dealing with that. But you do have Marcell Ozuna. And I'll say this, too, on the back end of that. There was questions about, hey, when you hit Drake Baldwin, should he come up in the eighth inning? Did you know, why did you wait till the ninth inning to put him up? He was always going to hit for Nick Allen. And also, it worked out in the ninth inning. Drake Baldwin got on base, and you have Austin Riley and Marcell Ozuna up in a spot where you needed a run. Austin Riley with one of his worst at-bats of the season in the ninth inning. And Marcell Ozuna, although he battled a little bit, couldn't do anything. So that's not, again, and I'm not going to go as far as say, can we stop second-guessing? We're never going to do that. Like, that's just what happens when you're the manager of a ball club that's fledgling and has World Series aspirations. But hang on, let me finish. I think the whole thing where we're nitpicking to when a pinch hitter comes in, and Snicker gets picked apart more times for things that worked, than anybody else that I've seen in a long time. He pinch hit Drake Baldwin in the ninth inning. Drake Baldwin got on. You have your big boppers in the middle line. How many times have we said this? Your players have to play at some point, especially the heart of the order.
But that's it for me. It's not the second guessing. It's every single move. I can't believe that Snitker scratches goatee after that pitch and not the other one. Everything the guy does, everything, every comment, everything. I'm just sick of it. Like, it's compounding for me with all of the, hey, we're a bad baseball team. Are we? We're 21 and 15 since the seventh game of the season. Like, we're not a bad baseball team. We're a team that is in the middle of a tough stretch, and you're trying to build depth by getting people back.
I'm with you. I'm not ready to say that Brian Snicker's not at fault for some of the things that have happened.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying we can't second guess, to your point, every single move. Man, I literally am on Twitter the other day, and I see our insider of the Braves having to defend a move that tied the ball game.
I just love Grant's positive disposition about the Braves.
But no, this was
just to walk me back.
But this was a good move. I cannot believe he pinch ran Fairchild there. And Grant goes, well, if he doesn't, your next at bat was not Sunday
afternoon.
Same thing
I was saying about Drake Baldwin.
It was Monday afternoon. I know, and you're right.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. The problem is not the nitpicking. It's as much as it's the nitpicking everything, even the right moves. And you just have to understand that they're managing for 162 games. You're managing, in your mind, on Twitter, every game as if it's the only game that's ever going to happen the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, speaking of the big boppers in the lineup, let's go to the front page. Ronald Acuna did, after much anticipation, visit with the media yesterday. Now, it was interesting because there was some parts that he said for himself. But, Dylan, I want to leave with this cut. This is actually through a translator. This is Ronald Acuna, what he had to say about his conversation with Brian Snicker.
Just apologize and ask for his forgiveness for what I posted and for being a distraction. And, you know, just wanted to clear the air and you know, move on.
So, if you don't remember, this goes back to Ronald Acuna just a few weeks ago when Jared Kelnick, you know, gets thrown out at second for, you know, lollygagging around the bases after he thinks he hit a home run. Ronald Acuna says, if that was me, I'd have been taken out of the ballgame and benched. For Brian Snicker's part, though, he said Ronald Acuna came in and, look, he said, my bad.
No, it was good. It's good to see him, actually. It looks good. I mean, he's lean and that, but he came to me before he talked to the club. No, I think it was good for him to do that. And it takes a lot to do something like that.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allie, am I wrong in saying, all right, let's just ball this up like a nice crumbled up piece of paper, throw it in the trash can, get rid of it?
Yep, everyone's got to laugh and move on.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's really worth, after now, worth talking about. Like, that's it. You know, he addressed, I thought it was funny, he answered the first question in English.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, we're gonna do this.
Let me make sure that this isn't taken out of context.
Yeah, it's
going
to be 20 questions.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't, and you could see on his face, he wasn't happy about answering 30 questions. Problem is, this is what happens when you're the star of a team and you tweet something against a team. I don't think it's worth talking about. Ronald Acuña Jr. is not going to be looked at as the guy that has to lead this team, and he's going to show up and suddenly be the leader in the clubhouse. It's not necessarily the role you want. I want Ronald Acuña Jr. to show up, be healthy, and do what he does, which is, you know, be the superstar that he is at the plate, on the bases, and in the field.
Yeah,
having him back is going to be so good for the depth of this team. I just don't think we realize the depth that Verdugo and White have built. And how it's going to shine through once you get Acuña up here.
Yeah, well, Allie, one team moves on in the NBA playoffs last night, and the Celtics keep themselves out of trouble for one day.
They are still in it. Yeah, they beat the Knicks last night in Game 5. Derek White had 34 points, including 7 three-pointers. Jaylen Brown added 26 points with 12 assists, making the final score 127-102.
You can look at this two ways. This is that champion never quitting and going, not going down without a fight. And
Heart of a lion.
They're gonna push this to 7 games. Hope, you know, if they can win one more, and then you'd be like, well, yeah, look at that. Or this is like that you know, in like the movies when they're realistic and a guy's dying and he's like gasping for air and it's like, and then it's done. That was that last night.
Yeah. Credit to the Celtics. Like Bo said, showed off their championship pedigree, staying alive, getting one for their guy Jason Tatum. However, there's going to be too much energy in the Garden, and unless they get a Herculean effort from Derek White again or another guy like Peyton Pritchard, Herculean. Knicks are going to win it in 6.
I love that. Herculean.
Yeah, Game 6 is tomorrow in New York. Timberwolves eliminated the Warriors in Game 5. Julius Randle scored 29 points. Anthony Edwards came in with 22, sending them to the Western Conference Finals for the second straight year. So don't worry, Mike. Jimmy Butler is not getting a ring this year. Final score was 121-110.
You know what I mean?
The best thing ever for the Timberwolves would be if the Nuggets come back tonight and tie this series, push it to 7, and make the Thunder kind of battle it out. I think the Thunder might be the best team in basketball that's left. Problem is, they're still young, and you could get two young teams who have never been there before in the Wolves and the Thunder and fighting for that chance for the finals.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be mad at that at all. I teased it earlier today during headlines. Hawks fans, it's time to root for Ant-Man. Georgia kid, local guy. It's the only guy we should be rooting for at this point. I now that the Warriors are eliminated, I'm not going to lie, just to see the reaction from Mike, I would have loved to see the Warriors actually win it all.
I don't mind it. I just don't need this man made into some pariah. We're like, thank God he got a ring. Get out of here.
He was a huge impact. But anywho, I'm all in on Ant-Man now. I hope they end up getting it done. So that's our room for, and I think that's who Hawks fans should be rooting for at this point in the season.
Yeah, nice work. It is fun, and it's been a fun NBA playoffs. I got to tell you, that's one of those things for me that in the past it kind of draws out, and you're like, dude, all right, you know, we're 2.5 months into this deal. You know, I like, how much more playoff basketball can I watch? But there is more parity at the top. Dylan and I talked about it yesterday. More parity at the top, it seems like, than ever before, or at least in a long time, in terms of the NBA. So we'll see who comes out of that fiasco.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.